mindfulness. While I was following a guided meditation this morning, I noticed a word used by Jon Kabat-Zinn, who was the voice behind the meditation. He used the word flux, F-L-U-X, to describe the experience or the actuality of the way in which thoughts move and experiences move through the body. And yesterday or Saturday, or sorry, Monday, excuse me, Monday, I used the word chaos when I was in the middle of a set of experiences leading up to rushing off to the mindfulness training course. I described myself as never having been less mindful and everything feeling in chaos. And I kind of meditated around the word chaos. But this morning's experience has me dwelling on the word flux as the right word, or the word that felt so right this morning as a descriptor for my experience of discomfort, distraction, disorientation, alongside moments of satisfaction, as I was immersed in the experience of sitting on the edge of a sofa with my feet on a cushion, with my feet covered by my child's coat to keep the bare skin warm. So flux, everything being in flux. And that feels to me now as if it's a strong, useful word, which is, you know, devoid of any judgment. Things are in flux. The whole world's in a state of flux. Well, it doesn't tell you whether the person has made a judgment. It's an observation. So it's awareness of the movement of things is what the word helps me to have. Awareness of the moving nature. Now, at a sort of biophysical level, or a biophysical chemical level, atoms are in motion. What are they? Molecules are in motion. Subneutrinos are in motion, or whatever the tiniest things are, the tiniest particles. I mean, nothing is in stasis. So flux is the word for how life is. And it is, in that sense, it's a new golf club in my bag. It's a new acquisition. It's a new help. It's a new support. It's a new companion. And I will see, as time goes on, how the word flux fluctuates within me, within my awareness, within my being in awareness, the times when I am in awareness as opposed to being in action and in purpose and in drive and in impetus. And this reminds me of one last experience. Well, I've only got time for one more experience. But I do remember the experience of on Monday when we were doing a practice meditation in the open air, which involved walking naturally with awareness of the breath, but not altering, not deliberately altering anything, and then turning attention to a very slow movement, 10 paces forward and turn around and 10 paces back. In other words, going nowhere, but being aware of the stretching out of the foot, the placing it on the ground, and the movement that's involved in that. And somehow or other, that's the other, that awareness of going nowhere The awareness simply of being where I am in awareness. I mean, I know all the bloody theory, if you like, but it is actually getting into my body, practice by practice. I am aware of my tendency to know before my tendency, or I should say more accurately, my tendency to think that I know before I actually know. There we are. Good morning. Being mindful. Be mindful in your life too. Yeah. Bye-bye.